Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Andrew Skousen to bring us the weekly World Affairs Brief put together by his dad, Joel Skousen. Good morning, Andrew. What are we going to be talking about today?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Pleasure to be with you, as always. Well, this week we've got a couple of big stories. We've got the recent shootings as well as the GOP sabotages of the governor's race in Virginia and some commentary about the recent elections there. But let's jump in first to talking about the LAX and New Jersey shootings. Our title says, Contradictions Abound. Wild, unexplainable, and irrational shootings are now happening almost once a week. The dark side of government seems to be working overtime to bring on a total gun ban in America. Psychological manipulation officers must be working overtime on preparing warped individuals to engage in these attacks anywhere they can pull them off. Ironically, most of these shootings occur in places and states with the highest levels of gun control and often where assault weapons are highly restricted. This week, it was the shooting of a TSA officer at Los Angeles International, LAX, airport. Following a few days later was a shooting suicide at a New Jersey mall. There are abnormal circumstances surrounding all of these bizarre events, and lots of contradictions among the facts. Strangely, the media is silent about reviewing any of these contradictions or even investigating the discrepancies, which is an indication of collusion and cover-up. According to the official version of the recent LAX shooting, Paul Anthony Ciancia was dropped off at the crowded airport by his roommate. He walked into Terminal 3 and, as he approached the security line, pulled out an AR-15 assault rifle and shot point-blank several times at TSA officer Gerardo Hernandez, 39, who died, probably at the scene, but he was taken to a local hospital. Ciencia continued into the secure area of the airport while shooting and wounding about six other people, including two other TSA officers, one in the leg. It took several minutes for police to respond. Ciancia was finally stopped after being shot four times, including once in the face, on a concourse hallway, but he was not killed. Pictures surfaced of the thin and slightly built Ciancia lying near a pool of blood, his own, and dressed in civilian clothes. All the victims were taken to area hospitals. Now let's go through some of the serious discrepancies and contradictions in the ever-changing versions of law enforcement. First, the media interviewed one witness at some length who described a very different person doing the shooting. The witness described the shooter as wearing a blue uniform. He repeated this twice and said he was large in stature, heavily built, and taller than the witness himself. He even said it looked like the shooter was wearing a bulky bulletproof vest under his uniform. He said he was armed with a handgun and a pump shotgun, which of course looked nothing like an AR-15. As further confirmation, the LA Times initially reported, law enforcement sources had earlier told the Times the gunman was a TSA employee. When they started reporting this as an error. However, this could have been an initial confirmation of others who had also seen this shooter dressed in a uniform, perhaps even in a TSA uniform, hence the assumption that he was an off-duty TSA agent. Second, CNN reported witnesses who saw the slightly built Ciancia as he went down the line asking people, "Are you a TSA?" This is according to 23-year-old Paul Anthony. As travelers answered no, that they did not work for the Transportation Security Administration, the gunman would move on. Joel comments, "Anyone who supposedly has a strong enough grudge against the TSA to want to kill an agent would not have to ask normal people if they were TSA. That person would have had the image of their bright blue uniforms etched in his mind and never would have to ask, 'Are you TSA?' This, to me, adds to the suspicion that hypnosis and mind control were being applied to this man. Therefore, that he was the patsy set up to take the blame, while the other shooter, perhaps the one in the uniform, was probably the one who could have got up close to the TSA without so much suspicion. Ciancio's family related that he was considering taking his own life, and this may indicate he had been or was mentally unstable, the kind of person who, when placed under the care of government-connected psychologists, is ripe for manipulation. Joel says, "I suspect that psychologist-induced hypnosis was used here to give instructions like, 'Go and shoot TSA agents.' But perhaps the descriptions implanted were not good enough for him to carry out the directions without asking silly questions like, 'Are you with the TSA?' All of this, of course, is quite bizarre and defies the official contention that this was a killer with a clear mission of his own. Unless, of course, there were two different people involved and Ciancia was the patsy. Third, law enforcement reporting to the press declared over and over that Ciancia had a handwritten note on him describing his intent to kill TSA employee, quote-unquote, pigs. Supposedly, he also, quote-unquote, ranted about fiat currency and the NWO. The Associated Press couldn't help denigrating his motives as rooted in false conspiracy theory, saying, quote, "The New World Order is generally considered to be a conspiracy theory on which people suspect a group of elites is conspiring to form an authoritarian one-world government," end quote. Joel asks, "Why write a note and carry it with you? This admission of guilt is all too convenient for the prosecution's case against patsies in mass murder or terrorism cases. Ciancia's roommates describe him as mild-mannered, which also makes the use of the tough guy language, pig, out of character for him. The entire piece of evidence about the note is absurd on its face and smacks of being planted," Joel says. "Once the wounded man was in the exclusive custody of the police, they can say anything about what was in his pocket, and no one can prove otherwise. This essentially makes him guilty until proven innocent." Fourth, the L.A. police spokesman made a big deal out of the fact that, quote, "Not more than 3 weeks ago, we practiced the exact scenario that played out today. We played out today," end quote. Indeed, this is also reported, quote, "The Los Angeles Police Department took part in an active shooter drill on Saturday, October the 2nd, 2013, at the L.A. Ontario International Airport," end quote. This was according to the San Bernardino Sun in a previous news story. The shooting scenario had a, quote-unquote, armed man shooting, quote-unquote, three people before officers locked down the scene. Fifth, here is another interesting bit of evidence of foreknowledge. This was figured by Infowars.com. They say, quote, "2 weeks prior to the LAX airport shooting on Friday, the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, which we note is not actively carrying weapons right now, was searching for a firing range to conduct ongoing firearms training using an estimated 500,000 rounds of ammunition annually. On October 18th, the TSA posted a solicitation on the FedBizOps website seeking, quote, a firearms range to conduct quarterly qualifications and other training in Seattle, Washington.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen, and people must understand that the government does create Manchurian candidates. There was a movie went out many, many years ago by that topic. Everything the government does as far as mind control is classified secret. Why do they have to keep things secret? Because they don't want the public to know. Would they actually create atrocities to justify collecting weapons? Of course they would, because there's a small group of people who run things behind the scenes who want a dictatorship and they want to disarm the American people. They undermine our Constitution at every turn. They fear the Second Amendment, which gives the people the right to keep and bear arms. And they do know how to program people to commit acts of atrocity, and we don't know what's going on because everything is classified and secret. And if anybody comes forward and tries to tell what's going on, people like Mr. Snowden, why, they're immediately branded as traitors. And what is Snowden's crime? Why, he's letting the American people know that our government has agents planted all throughout the world listening to everybody's conversations. They were actually listening to Mrs. Merkel, the current premier of Germany. They were listening to her for 10 years before she ever became the premier. And they're monitoring people all throughout the world. The goal of our American policy is to bring about a world government. And, of course, they are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about that government. They have no loyalty to America. They subversive element that controls the reins of power in our society. And I would not in the least be surprised if the vast majority of these shootings are actually planned and orchestrated far differently than anything we are allowed to know. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Dr. Sam. Yes, we agree with your analysis there, and we've been going through some of the discrepancies that are showing up with the most recent shootings. Obviously, it seems like the TSA is working now to petition Congress to arm their TSA officers. Infowars.com noted that 2 weeks ago there was a posting on the FedBiz Ops website where the TSA was actively seeking a firearms raid to conduct quarterly qualifications and other firearms training near Seattle, Washington. But Joel says, why go to all this trouble to find a firearms training site unless the TSA had foreknowledge that some event would soon allow them to petition Congress to rearm their TSA officers? Indeed, that debate began the day after the shooting. But more level heads in Congress have shot down the idea, noting that it is the local police force's duty to secure the airport and provide more guards if necessary. This is correct. What we don't need is another federal agency buying up more ammo and hiring SWAT or rapid reaction teams with no local oversight. Congress also balked at the additional cost.
And the other thing I would simply comment on is we don't need a TSA. We don't need all these people at the airport searching everybody looking for terrorists. This whole thing is phony. It is only, the only reason we have this is to convince the American people there is a threat of terrorism. How many terrorists have they arrested trying to get onto our airplanes? And they haven't arrested any. Basically, this is all for the psychological impact on the American people. And rather than arm the TSIA people, why, we ought to disband the whole program. Save money and admit that the war on terrorism is as phony as a $3 bill, because we're funding the terrorists, as we always have. And if you haven't read the book, The Devil's Game, The Devil's Game, about how the MI6 began financing the Muslim Brotherhood back in 1928, and the CIA started financing the Muslim Brotherhood and Islamic terrorism following World War II. You need to get the book. We do carry it. I disagree with their conclusion. They think they made a mistake. I don't think they made a mistake at all. I think they know exactly what they're doing in preparation so we can have all of these government agencies fighting terrorism and then justify eventually disarming the American people. Go right ahead, Andrew.
That's right, Dr. Stan. Well, it's convenient that they are able to pin an anti-government label to Ciencia, as this serves the government's long-term agenda of demonizing the constitutional right wing. Anti-gun politicians like L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti couldn't help but exaggerate the gun use. Quote, he had enough ammunition to have literally killed everyone in that terminal, end quote. Nonsense, says Joel. Neither the media nor law enforcement could get their facts straight. Quote, the suspected gunman was detained after being shot in the chest multiple times, according to an intelligence source briefed by Los Angeles police, end quote. But the picture of Ciencia down on the ground shows no chest wounds at all. There was a shot to the mouth. It was also reported that the suspect kept moving down Terminal 3 carrying three magazines for his weapons, according to the intelligence source briefed by Los Angeles police, end quote. Law enforcement claims they cannot trace where Ciencia got his weapon, but it wasn't from a gun store in California. California can only sell AR-15s that have been modified to meet the quote-unquote California rule that prohibits assault rifles with interchangeable magazines. You have to have a special tool to release a legal assault rifle magazine purchased in California, which is not at all conducive to a quick change of magazines on the run. One picture at the crime scene does show an AR-15 rifle where Ciencia fell, so if he was intending to use multiple magazines, it wouldn't have been a California legal assault weapon. It's also unlikely that this large of a weapon could go unnoticed by his roommate, especially the one dropping him off at the airport, let alone conceal it naturally while walking around asking, are you with the TSA? Did some government spook, quote-unquote, handler provide the weapon, as have FBI informant provocateurs and other prosecutions of young Muslims accused of being domestic terrorists? John Rappaport explains his suspicions about the ulterior motives behind this latest crime and illustrates how a truly free press should come up with these same basic questions about this kind of story. Quote, agenda? Another gun murder in a public place, so take away guns from everybody. Semi-auto rifle was used? Ban them. Gun plus anti-government opinion? Terrorist. Step up surveillance? ID, watch, harass, and even arrest people who own guns and don't like the government. Now for the question. This is a checklist that should accompany every such mass shooting. Was the accused shooter seeing a psychiatrist? Had he ever seen a psychiatrist or a doctor who prescribed psychiatric drugs? If so, what were the drugs? Antidepressants, in particular the SSRI types, e.g. Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft. Both classes of drugs are known to push people over into suicidal ideation, suicide, violence, murder. Had the accused shooter ever withdrawn from, stopped using any psychiatric drugs? Withdrawal done incorrectly can cause severe problems, including aggression and violence. Had the accused shooter ever stated he was under surveillance or was being harassed by authorities, targeted with microwaves or hearing voices? Yes, there are people who incorrectly believe these things are happening to them, but there are also people who are, in fact, being subjected to such harassment and control. Has the accused shooter ever been subjected to military indoctrination? Has he ever had connections to military or civilian intelligence employees or assets? If so, what are the specifics? And finally, was the accused shooter actually the shooter, or was he a patsy, a scapegoat? He says, I'm not downplaying the difficulty of answering these questions, but I am saying that they're all relevant. Joel opines, yes, they are very relevant. Whereas the job of major media in these incidents is relaying to the public the statements of law enforcement personnel and politicians, that's their only job. Joel says, yes, conservatives complain that the media is left liberal, but that's not technically correct. Strictly speaking, the media is simply a shill for government, which is both liberal and neocon conservative for globalist conflict creation purposes. That's why the media spends so much time quoting government spokespersons and never offering true opposing opinions. Continue with Rappaport. They don't investigate. They don't go off on their own. They don't know what they pretend to know. Pretending is what earns them their paycheck. End of quote. Joel says, thus, not surprisingly, the mainstream media is silent about the contradictory testimony of witnesses that saw an armed person in a TSA uniform with a pump shotgun. He may have had a special purpose, i.e. to make sure the patsy did the job he was programmed to do and then got properly eliminated so he wouldn't talk. I've written before how when black operations set up a patsy to do a mass murder, as they did in the Scotland school shooting that brought gun control to the UK, they always make sure the patsy gets quote-unquote suicided, so he can't talk or be interrogated. Those that commit these crimes under hypnosis or mind control and survive must be kept drugged up or otherwise isolated from the free press so they can't talk. Such was the case, I believe, with the Batman shooter in Colorado. He is still kept under heavy drug sedation. The remaining Tsarnaev brother from the Boston Marathon attack is also kept completely isolated. No one, including the media, is allowed to get to him and find out his side of the story. Interestingly enough, the tactic of mass killings to push gun control doesn't seem to be working. If the set-up shooting atrocity at Sandy Hook Elementary that killed tens of children wasn't capable of bringing on gun control, nothing else so far has either. Perhaps they are hoping that by a sheer rising volume of carnage, they finally get people to say enough and start banning all guns. On the other hand, both sides of the gun rights and gun control camps are hardening, and there doesn't seem to be any movement from one side to the other, despite polling attempts to sway the apathetic middle. Politicians are fearful of their political lives if they vote to ban guns, and I don't see that changing soon, says Joel. The public may actually be getting immune to so much gun violence, and many are being convinced they need to be more armed rather than less, at least those who recognize the inherent danger of these gun-free zones. I've always said it will probably take another world war to justify martial law and total gun confiscation, but it won't keep them from trying by killing more people. Well, we're probably close to a break right now, but...
Yes,
we're
we
about
are.
Ready
we've got about,
to...
we've got about 3 minutes.
All right. Well, let's start this one. This is about Ken Cuccinelli as a true conservative with libertarian leanings. He, of course, just recently lost the governor's race in Virginia, but he represented the best of what the Tea Party movement can produce, and the Republican establishment wanted no part of him. As the former Attorney General of Virginia, and a state senator before that, Ken led the fight to, quote, defend constitutional rights, stop tax increases, protect life and families, and keep Virginia a low-regulation and pro-free market state, end quote. He made several rulings as AG in Virginia that roiled the establishment, especially when he balked at allowing the use of eminent domain to take private property for private development purposes. While I'm no fan of faux conservative Rush Limbaugh, who, like Hannity and O'Reilly, will attack Obama as the sole source of our problems, but excoriate any person who understands that there is a darker control system behind the government that conspires to destroy liberty and the constitutional restrictions on government power. But Rush was on the right side of this issue and correctly noted the role the Republican establishment played in cutting off funding for Cuccinelli during the last crucial weeks of the campaign. Politico.com quoted him. Quote, I'll tell you, it's a shame what happened to Ken Cuccinelli because he was betrayed by his own party, Limbaugh said. The Republican Party, quote-unquote, betrayed and wanted him to lose in Virginia so they could, quote, claim the Tea Party as an albatross around their neck, Rush Limbaugh said on Wednesday. Joel says, he's right. The Republican establishment, controlled by the same forces that control the Democratic Party, want to kill the resistance movement within the GOP that opposes both the neocon agenda, wars of intervention, phony war on terror, expanded government spying and tyranny, and the powerful move to expand government control over what's left of free markets in this country. The Virginia vote was also a sort of referendum on Obamacare, which Cuccinelli rejects. The darling of the Washington establishment, Terry McAuliffe, who sneaked out a victory, was and is an Obamacare supporter, but didn't dare mention that in the campaign, and even asked Obama not to mention it when it came to Virginia to campaign for him. But the real backstory in this loss of Cuccinelli was the role of the Libertarian candidate, which siphoned off 8% of the vote. Normally, I'm in favor of casting a vote for a more principled third party if it denies a compromising conservative a win. But in this case, Cuccinelli was a strong enough conservative that Libertarians should not have mounted a protest campaign on behalf of Robert Sarvis, the Libertarian. Here's the rationale for a no-compromise voting position. If a political leader is going to betray the Constitution, it's better that he or she be a Democrat than a compromising Republican. The Republican will corrupt the conservative constituency and try to convince them that compromise is right because it keeps us in power.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Andrew Skousen here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Dr. Stan and our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen. Andrew, before we go on, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they could subscribe to the World Affairs Brief and, of course, how they can get the books that your dad has written on the strategic relocation and building a safe home or building a safe room in their home. How how can people get in touch with your dad? Go right ahead.
Thank you very much, Dr. Stan. The best way is to log on to our website, worldaffairsbrief.com. That's worldaffairsbrief, all one word, with an S on affairs. Also at worldaffairsbrief.com, people can find some of the top news stories that we're constantly updating on that site to help supplement their news browsing. We update that almost daily with the news stories that we're finding. People can also find a link to our other website there, joelskousen.com, and that has pictures and descriptions of all of the books that Joel has written that are out now. The top seller is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. This is the book that is selling the most, partly because it goes through and lists all of the threats that we foresee happening in and around the U.S. and the rest of the world. It then highlights it with state-specific descriptions about how each of the states break down in terms of liberty and freedoms, as well as we highlight in most areas of the country safer areas, as well as highlighting the safest zone. Obviously, people can't always get to the safest areas high up in the mountains of the less occupied states or the less populous states, which we consider more safe. But we try to help people find the best option with that book. Once people have figured out a retreat option for themselves, they should probably get one of our other two books, The Secure Home, which is about a 700-page book and has most of the information Joel has accrued in his 15-plus years of designing high-security residences and retreats. So it tells you how to secure your property and your specific house, as well as supplement it with alternate energy systems for hard times. For people that just want to do a smaller-scale renovation within an existing house, they can probably get by with our smaller book, The High Security Shelter, How to Implement a Multi-Purpose Security Room in Your Home. And that comes complete with plans and details about how to create a do-it-yourself safe room using cinder blocks and pouring some concrete to turn a single room, preferably in a basement, into a secure place for your family and your preparations. And it even includes recommendations for basic alternate energy systems that can support everything within that room for an extended period of time. And all of those books are also available to you at Radio Liberty, right, Dr. Stan?
By calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We're moving into a very dangerous time, ladies and gentlemen. We may well be looking at a nuclear war in the Middle East. It was just announced yesterday that Saudi Arabia may well have access to nuclear weapons. Of course, we've known for a long time that Saudi Arabia has nuclear weapons, as does Iran, but you're not being told the truth. The media is controlled over on the verge of a nuclear war in that part of the world. Hope and pray it doesn't occur, but if it does, it's going to have an impact here. Begin making your preparations to protect yourself and your family, because nobody else is going to do that. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, that news story about the Saudis also made it into the brief further down. But we're currently talking about the story of the GOP sabotage of one of the most important races, the governor's race in Virginia. Cuccinelli might have won if he had had more money. He was closing in fast in the final weeks, but ran out of campaign money to fund the ads necessary to thwart the well-funded barrage of anti-Cuccinelli ads by McAuliffe. Politico.com says this, quote, "Even before Cuccinelli delivered his concession speech, the candidate's close allies were beginning to blame outside groups for not helping out more. McAuliffe outraised Cuccinelli by almost $15 million, and he used the cash advantage to pummel him on the airwaves. A lack of resources forced the Republican to go dark in the D.C. media market during the final 2 weeks. Joel comments, this is political death in a tight race. The Republican National Committee spent about $3 million on Virginia this year, compared to $9 million in the 2009 governor's race. The Chamber of Commerce spent $1 million boosting McDonald, who was a compromiser in 2009, and yet spent none this time. If the Republicans
what people have to understand is the Republican Party actually undercut Puccinelli because he believes in limiting the power of government and less taxes, and the Republican Party is controlled by essentially the same people who control the Democrat Party. They put on a good show all the time, pretending there's a fight, but when there's a real difference between the candidates, they're going to sack the Republicans. The Central Republican Party, don't donate to them. Donate to the candidates and get involved in the political process because the leadership of both political parties are in favor of this one world government and ever-increasing government control over our lives. They talk a good game, but you've been betrayed, ladies and gentlemen. And if you don't get involved, then you do not deserve to be free. Go right ahead, Andrew.
That's right. I mean, to spend $3 million in Virginia in, Anyway, continuing the political quote, if the Republicans would have rallied around the nominee instead of refusing to support Puccinelli, he would have won, said a GOP source involved in the race. A constellation of liberal interest groups, meanwhile, poured money in as McAuliffe's lead grew in the public polling. They wanted to claim credit for their particular issues, whether the environment or abortion. Mike Bloomberg, super PAC, spent $2 million in the final 2 weeks on ads boosting gun control, for example. The Republican Governors Association spent $8.3 million for Puccinelli, compared to $5.2 million 4 years ago, to try to make up for the fundraising disparity. But much of that money came earlier in the summer, and the RGA eventually stopped pouring cash into what looked like a losing campaign. Joel says, no, it wasn't because it was losing, but it was in fact closing the gap. Somebody got to the governors and convinced them to stop the funding, he says. End of the political quote. Limbaugh also noted the opposite about how the establishment got behind liberal Republican Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey, who wasn't facing any real opposition. So pleased are Democrats with Christie's support for Obama and other core establishment issues, because Christie talks like a conservative, but he isn't one at all. Limbaugh told his listeners that the Republican Party feels pretty comfortable with New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's win. Quote, now you go to New Jersey. The Democrats didn't even mount a real opponent. Democrats never once attacked Chris Christie in that state. The media is playing its part by celebrating the win as the road to the future for the GOP, he said.
Hold the thought, Andrew. We'll be back in just a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley are saluting the police, firefighters, paramedics, and 911 dispatchers who work in our community. We thank them for doing a great job trying to keep our area a great place to live, shop, and raise a family. We realize their job is dangerous and sometimes thankless. This message is from Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley. They can be reached at 352-2233 on the air because they care. Named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America, Cintas, the uniform people. Cave Creek Manufacturing Home Community in Evans reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, and sacrifice, and their courage keep our country safe and strong. We appreciate the bravery of our U.S. soldiers. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This reminder from Cave Creek Manufacturing Home Community in Evans, proud to honor our veterans and all our men and women in uniform.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen, for the final segment. But ladies and gentlemen, let me point out that Chris Christie of New Jersey is really a Democrat. He ran as a Republican, but he's really a Democrat. The Republicans support the most liberal candidates, basically. Who did they pick for the presidential candidate back to run against Obama? Why, it was a man named McCain. The most liberal Republican candidate was the one who ran for the presidency on the Republican ticket. There is no more liberal Republican senator than John McCain. You must understand we have a one-party system with two branches, and the average American has no idea. This is why you've got to get involved in the Tea Party. This is why you've got to get involved in the political process. This is why you've got to stop funding the Republicans and fund people who believe in freedom if you want to remain free. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, conservatives in Virginia are complaining that Christie refused to campaign for Puccinelli. Had he done so, it could have put Ken over the top. However, Christie declined, not wanting to be quote-unquote tainted by appearing to back a right-wing governor. Pundits say Christie could have helped undo the ill will he created among conservatives when he bent over backward to promote Obama's visit in the aftermath of Storm Sandy by helping Cuccinelli. Perhaps, but it would have been a false act of endorsement. It's better that conservatives see Christie for what he is, a rhino Republican. Indeed, the establishment is pushing Christie as the Republican nominee to make sure that more conservative libertarians like Cuccinelli and Rand Paul don't make it. That is why the Republican National Committee spent millions of dollars to fund his campaign in New Jersey, but not for Cuccinelli. You can almost tell when the major media gets the word from inside sources. They all chime in to push the candidate the establishment wants, subtly portraying more confidence in him or her and undermining the loser. CNN, for instance, gushed, quote, "What do you do for an encore after a landslide reelection victory? How about take your show on the road?" i.e. to the presidency. Time said, "After his big win, Christie's campaign rolls on." American Free Press crowed, "Obama called Christie with congratulations." The Christian Science Monitor wrote,
"Obama, now remember, that's the Democrat president calling Christie, the Republican governor, to congratulate him? Of course, they understand they're all in the same group. They just don't want the American people to realize we have a one-party system with two branches." Go right ahead.
Yeah. The Christian Science Monitor wrote a quote-unquote in-depth piece called "Christie Landslide, Template for a Republican Presidential Win in 2016. The Washington Post coverage of Christie's win blatantly pushed his future candidacy for president. Quote, "In New Jersey, Governor Chris Christie rolled the reelection by a margin that will make him a leading contender for his party's presidential nomination in 2016, should he decide to run. His victory in a solidly blue state will be touted as a model for a party that needs to expand its coalition and national campaign." In Virginia, Republican Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli II, a Tea Party favorite, came closer than many expected, but fell short in his race against Democratic businessman and party fundraiser Terry McAuliffe. What Republicans will debate was whether Cuccinelli was personally too conservative and his party too toxic after the recent government shutdown for what is now a classic swing state, end quote. Joel says, note the not-so-subtle repetition of the argument that Tea Party conservatives are, quote-unquote, toxic to winning elections. Continuing the quote, "The outcome set up a battle for power between competing wings of the Republican Party. Call it the establishment versus the Tea Party, or the gubernatorial wing against the congressional wing. Christie's campaign will embolden the establishment wing and many of the GOP's major fundraisers who have been on the defensive as Tea Party conservatives flex their muscles in Republican primaries and in the battle in Congress that led to the shutdown. Those establishment forces have vowed to become more active in opposing the insurgency that has moved Republicans to the right, end quote. Yes, the establishment side is emboldened by these defeats of the more conservative Republican candidates. And by extension, if the milder Tea Party candidates are anathema and quote-unquote toxic, think how unacceptable the constitutional and Ron Paul conservatives are. These are the real enemies to the establishment, and the attack on Tea Party conservatives is to ensure the no-compromise wing, even further to the right, won't make gains either. Well, there's probably three major stories in the brief this week. The next one is about the battle against the right to discriminate. The liberals are in the final stages of their push to extend anti-discrimination laws nationwide with the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, ENDA. Although it has passed the Senate, there is still a last chance to stop it in the House. This is a big deal, as it would create a new legal, quote, inherent characteristic, and therefore a suspect classification that puts homosexual activity in the same legal protected category of inherent characteristics, which include race, religion, and national origin. Here is the position as put forth by the Eagle Forum on this ENDA legislation. Quote, this week the U.S. Senate is set to begin debate on the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, ENDA, Senate Bill 815, that will create special privileges for individuals based on sexual orientation and gender identity. For organizations or businesses with 15 or more employees, ENDA will make it illegal to, quote, fail or refuse to hire or to discharge any individual or otherwise discriminate against any individual because of such individual's actual or perceived sexual orientation or gender identity, end quote. Under the guise of equality, ENDA creates special rights for homosexual and transgender individuals and will thus forbid employers from considering the consequences of this behavior in the workplace. Employers are already being trampled and crushed by a wide variety of federal, state, and local laws and regulations which constrain the way they run their businesses or organizations. ENDA is particularly concerning because of the ambiguous and broad implications of the bill. It opens employers up to numerous claims of discrimination based on identities that are subjective, self-disclosed, and self-defined, unlike race or gender. Employers should not be subject to lawsuits because they are taking into account the behavior of their employees. Furthermore, ENDA violates the right of employers who object to homosexual or transgender behavior for religious reasons to operate their businesses or organizations according to the dictates of their faith. This is yet another example of the federal government imposing on employers what the free market can work out itself. For example, the Heritage Foundation reports that 88% of Fortune 500 companies already prohibit employment decisions based on sexual orientation. Unlike race or gender, sexual orientation and gender identity are subjective, self-disclosed.
Hey, we're out of time, Andrew. God bless. We'll talk again next week. Thanks so much for being with us.
All right. Thank you.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the Internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out there that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. Basically, we are trying to let people understand that we have really one political party in America with two branches. One's the Republican, the other is the Democrat. They're both interested in an ever more powerful central government. Oh, the Republicans talk a good game, but if you look and see what they're really pushing, they're pushing all of the socialist programs just a little bit less than other the Democrats. We are spending $1 trillion more a year than we're taking in. This is a pattern for disaster. And the foreign and military power of the United States is being used to bring about this one world government. And basically, our military is being used to establish an empire. And, of course, this is the stepping stone to the world government. Who's behind it? Well, we discussed that in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get it. It'll change the way you look at the world, and you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We believe there is at least the potential for a danger from an EMP attack. We don't know whether it's coming. It could be we're just being manipulated. But since so much is being done to suppress information about the danger of an EMP attack, for instance, next week on the 13th and 14th of November, there's going to be a simulated EMP attack on America. The exercise is being sponsored by the Congressional Commission on the threat of an EMP attack, totally blacked out by the controlled media. Why? Because they don't want you to know there's this potential threat. And so you would need to get our 4-CD set and or the DVD on the threat of an EMP attack. You need to understand this is a possibility and make your plans accordingly. But behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. And that is what you really need to understand. As we are involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, and these people really do intend to kill off most of the people in the world. And they're already underway. We've already sponsored the Planned Parenthood, which is funded in part by our own government. The murder of 400 million unborn children in China, 400 million unborn children in India, or 400 million unborn children in Russia. That's 1.2 billion children who will never see the sun, never laugh, never cry, and never live at all. And they've been killed with your tax money, ladies and gentlemen. They've been killed with your tax money. And God is not going to look kindly on the American people who are so enjoying the good life. They are unconcerned about how his children have been slaughtered using